Well, we're back in the studio with Dr. Les Olala, Chancellor of Northern Baptist Bible College, who co-hosts the Word for Life radio broadcast with me. And in the studio this morning, we have a number of guests who are here to talk with us about an exciting topic. We have Mr. Jerry Hairgrove, who serves as the Director of Extension Ministries here on the campus of North Baptist Bible College. And Jerry, you've been a pastor and a youth pastor, and you've been in ministry and involved in local church ministry for how long?
31 years.
31 years.
Yes.
Wow. You've been up in Michigan, is that right?
Yes. We were 11 years in West Virginia, and then we were in Flint, Michigan area for 10, and we've been here for about 10 years.
And then Dr. Wynn Kimbrough is here. Wynn, you serve as the Vice President for Student Affairs here.
Right.
And you also are the pastor of Grace Baptist Church in Kingsford, Michigan. Is that right?
Right.
How long have you been the pastor there?
I was involved in starting a church plant there about 11 years ago, and so we've been there since that time.
Wow. And then we have Megan Heron. Megan is a junior at Northern Baptist Bible College, and she grew up on the campus here for years. Megan, your dad, Marty, was the camp director, and your dad now pastors out in Guam. What's the name of the church out there?
Harvest Baptist Church.
Well, we're glad that you're here. And you're here today because we want to talk about an event that took place here just a few days ago on our campus. And, Doc, maybe you could take a minute and talk a little bit about that special day.
Well, we had a day of prayer on campus, and when students hear day of prayer, I'm sure instantly in their mind they think, oh, no, I have trouble praying 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. And the way we structured the day of prayer, we broke it up into three major divisions. The three divisions of what prayer really is, one is adoration. That's where we rejoice in the awesomeness of our God. The other is agreement. That's where we do agreeing with God about what sin is. And then the other is asking. So we broke it into those three areas as we used to do in our youth ministry years ago. So and Dr. Olson has had a growing passion for prayer. And I believe it is going to impact all of our lives. Hmm. And this day was a special day that we set aside through some of the testimonies. I believe we'll hear how the day progressed. And I knew some students said they went into the day with apprehension, came out of it with rejoicing.
So this was a day totally given to prayer, no other activities other than just basic necessities of life, eating, but really the whole day, just a day designated to these three aspects of prayer that you're talking about, adoration and agreement with God. And maybe you can talk a little bit about that here in a minute. And then the last thing was
asking.
That's where,
and it's in two divisions, intercession for others, petition for self.
So if one of our listeners who's perhaps maybe driving to work today or driving home from work today were to take this thought and say, boy, this would be a good thing to do in my ministry or in the church where I'm at, what kind of ways could he use this? And Jerry, I know you've been involved in as a youth pastor and with youth. How would you take this concept and put it to work in a youth group?
When we had the day of prayer, it caused me to reflect on about 45 years ago as a boy in our local church having the all-night prayer meeting. And just the passionate pouring out of your heart before God, understanding and kind of refocusing on why it is we pray, you know, that our total dependency on God and who we're praying to. And that's what, it was so refreshing. And it rejoiced my heart that a generation today can go back and see that it's all about God. It's not about us. It's all about God. And just the time of prayer. And so as a local church, I remember being, and my wife grew up in Dr. Olala's youth group a number of years ago. And he would get the youth together, and he'd announce a day of prayer. And at that time, all the youth were in public schools, and they were just going and learning and growing as Christians on their own, and they would be hungry for the local church, hungry for a youth meeting, hungry for a Bible time. And so when he announced the day of prayer, they wanted to come together. They needed that time of just interaction, of really encouraging one another.
So would you do this on a Saturday, Doc? Or?
Yeah, we do on a Saturday. Meet about 8:30 Saturday morning, and we would go into mid-afternoon, maybe early to mid-afternoon. Mm-hmm. But we broke it up in those segments. What I would do is have, for the adoration segment at 8:30, I'd send them apart for 30 minutes alone with assigned readings from Isaiah, from Revelation, from Psalms, passages of adoration. Then we would bring them back and testify, what did you discover about your God during that time? Then we would sing songs of adoration. I would have songs chosen. And then we would break up in groups of 5 to 8, and pray those adorations to the Lord, praise Him for those adorations. Then we would go into the next phase of agreement. That is really confession. That's what the word means.
Right.
And then I would have passages, Psalm 32, Psalm 51, Psalm 139, passages that would show people being brought to a point of agreement with God. We would go to Nehemiah, Ezra, where these leaders would confess personal and national sin, Daniel chapter 9, where there would be personal national sin confessed. And then we would bring them back in. We would sing songs of agreement, and then we would pray. We would formulate lists. I would write on the overhead projector. And then we would break up again and pray, and then we went to the last phase of how do you formulate a prayer list? How do you keep a prayer journal? We would end the day with that.
One thing I noticed about when we did it in a youth group and then here on this campus this past Monday was a refreshing renewal in the students' mind that prayer is not a rituality.
Yeah.
Prayer is based on a relationship. And when we would have the time of worship through song, they're going, yes, that is. I'm singing a prayer unto the Lord. And when we would focus on various passages of Scripture, you know, some of them thinking, I thought prayer was a list rather than a relationship. And so you mean singing and worshiping and saying back to the Lord His Scripture, His truths. Wow, what an exciting time. And we saw that come out of the local church to times when we'd get together with young people, and they would go back into their daily routines and responsibilities encouraged. That's what prayer is all about.
Amen. You know, it's interesting you're talking that way because Megan and I were talking before the broadcast, and she was sharing a little bit with me here about what the day of prayer meant to her. And Megan, I think our listeners would love to hear your perspective on this as a student. Why don't you share some of the things you were sharing with me?
As far as, like, from the students, I've heard so many positive comments. And as far as personally, the first of all, it was a day of just reflection and how. And I prayed that God would change my heart and that He would break me and, like, show me what needed to change in my life. And at times during the day, that wasn't very comfortable, but I knew that it was needed. And I really felt the spiritual warfare going on. And by the afternoon, you know, I was, like, worn out, but yet it was refreshing. And then also, it was a time of just remorse, in a sense, and just being burdened for the people, the unsaved, and for my home in Guam, and for my unsaved classmates. It's amazing how, when I was seeking God's loving face, how He put that love in my heart for people in my past that don't know the Lord. And then it was also just a day of refreshment, and that I, like Mr. Hargrove was saying, I truly saw the sweetness of prayer and how, like, I can go to God at any time and pour out my heart to Him. And it's just, there's no other people in the world that have that privilege of going to God, and He loves to hear from His kids. Even though it was incredible, it didn't just have to be one day of prayer, but it can keep going on for me, and personally, how every day can be a time of walking with the Lord and just learning and letting Him teach me to pray.
Let me ask you this. Doc O said it at the beginning that a lot of times young people think about prayer, and it's like, man, I can't even pray 10 minutes. How do you feel after you prayed a whole day?
Well, you'd think, oh, you know, you'd be so worn out and not want to do it anymore. But the truth was, I didn't want to stop. And we were able to go back to our rooms with our roommates and pray and just talk about what God had done in our lives. And it really gave you a thirst for more.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Kimbrough, I know you were very instrumental in planning this day. And I know that a day like this didn't happen without planning. And you had a theme out of Daniel. Maybe you could take a few minutes and tell us about the theme and then just kind of walk us through what you did. How did you put this together?
Well, actually, I just worked with a couple other men, Dr. Vaughn and Kevin Brownfield. And when we were interacting before, actually, you know, this did start as a real burden for the need for us to do something like this. I personally was thrilled because it was an entire day from 8 o'clock to 5 o'clock, and basically all aspects of the ministry of Northland shut down in order to be able to do this. I think that the Lord was honored. There was activity that was just put aside to make prayer a priority. And we wanted to have a theme about it. Kevin Brelfel came up with it from Daniel chapter 9, and it was a thrill. We started the day actually with everyone together doing their personal devotions on their own, but from the same passage in Daniel chapter 9. At the end of reading through Daniel chapter 9, just answering some questions. What was so important about Daniel setting his face to seek the Lord? What about the elements in Daniel chapter 9 that are about finding sin? Where did Daniel do that? What are the attributes of God in the book of Daniel and some of the ways that we can imitate Daniel in our prayer life. So really, it started with our own understanding that this is a biblical pattern. And as Dr. Ola mentioned a moment ago, the elements of those three areas were woven throughout the entire day in different categories. And so after
Let me interrupt you here, yeah. Wynn, because we're going to do a second show here on this. This is such an interesting topic, and there's so much to talk about. I want to really get into some of the details. But let me ask you as a pastor, mm-hmm. how would you see this working in a local church?
Well, actually, I thought about that and wondered, is this something that you can do in a local church today? You know, this is busy, hurried, so much to do. Everyone's going a lot of different places, a lot of activities. And as Jerry was mentioning a moment ago, is this something that could still be pulled off in 2005? And I really would like to see the day where our church and others would take the challenge of doing something like this. And I really think it's possible to say, those of you who can make it and plan ahead and set up a time and let people anticipate it, which our students did, and then have it organized and designed, and whoever shows up to be able to work through those elements and then a passage of scripture, and really just it is seeking the face of God. And so I think it's possible, and I think it's pleasing to the Lord mm-hmm. for us to look at making this a priority and finding a way to do it.
Well, it would change our churches, wouldn't it?
Yeah, well, it changes yes. our lives to begin with.
Well, this has been a delightful and a painful discussion, and both words are important in that sentence. Painful in the sense that I'm sitting here convicted about the lack of prayerlessness in my own life and in our church. And as a pastor, boy, I'm sitting here, my mind, the wheels of my mind are just spinning, saying, how can we bring this into the body? How can we bring this into the body? And even if we can't bring it in a large scale, boy, how can we bring it into a men's group? How can we bring it into our ladies' Bible fellowship? How can we bring it into our youth group? How can we bring it into our choir? How can we bring it into our senior ministry? And many of our listeners are involved teaching Sunday school and in the Awana programs of their churches, and they're involved even in other ways. And boy, what could the Lord do if he could take one of our listeners and stir them for this, and they can go back to their church and say, we have got to do this. Mm-hmm. So we're going to do a broadcast. Our next broadcast is going to get more into the details. But boy, we are out of time, and the time has just flown today. I want to thank our listeners for the privilege of coming into your life and ministering the word to you. Doc and I don't take that lightly, and we appreciate your prayers. So many of you have written and called and emailed. Please check our new webpage out, www.brooksidebaptist.org, or you can find us on www.nbbc.edu, and we'd love to hear from you. We depend on your gifts to be able to stay on the air, and we do have a copy of Dr. Olala's devotional journal, Manna, available for those of you that send a donation in of $10 or more. Please ask for the offer by name, Manna, and we'll be glad to get your copy to you.